The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we will have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 10 unique ways to buy a home with little or no money down. Sometimes the toughest part of real estate investing is just getting started, making that first purchase. All too often, we find it so much easier to just keep putting it off, making excuses. Well, I haven't found the right property. I don't know enough. Maybe after this seminar or boot camp, I will. Or analysis paralysis sets in because you're kind of overanalyzing everything. Or one of the most popular things, I don't have enough money. And the excuse list goes on and on. We need to start putting those excuses to rest and get ready for the big move. In this podcast, I would like to help you dismantle one of those most popular excuses, I don't have enough money. This excuse can be pretty effective action stopper. I mean, after all, what else can you do without money? Well, actually, you can do more than you think. There are many ways to purchase a property, even if you have little or no money to put down. Now I'm going to give you here 10 ideas that can make acquiring your first property, even without money, that much more feasible. Let's start with number one, sweat equity. Sweat equity is a way to get a home by trading work for equity in the house. Now this could be used for a down payment or for purchase later. This is a great technique if you are handy with tools, yard work, and paint. Look for fixer-uppers in your neighborhood that you're interested in. Many times these homes will have a hard time selling and the owner is just ready for any kind of an offer. You will find these homes ranging from just needing a little cosmetic work or some landscaping or painting to totally trashed out houses in need of some serious renovation. If you're into repairs, this is a great way to get a home for a good deal. If you are not skilled at repairs and renovation, be careful about fixer-upper homes. They could end up costing you a lot more than you may think. I would recommend getting a home inspection before you commit to doing any kind of work on a home like that. Number two, seller carryback. And this is one of the most popular methods, and that's just look for a home with either an assumable loan or an owner willing to carry back a loan. Instead of buying out the owner's equity, ask the seller to carry back a second mortgage for the rest of the money owed. If you can get the seller to carry all of the rest, you can get the home for no money down and deal with paying that off a little bit later down the road. Number three, offer an object for the down payment. Offer something other than cash, land, a car, a boat, or valuable collectible to the seller instead of a cash down payment. This is why it's important to listen to sellers. Find out what they want and need. Maybe you can have or just get what they need. For instance, maybe they want to sell their home and they want to buy an RV and travel around the U.S. In their retirement. And you happen to have an RV that's been sitting in storage for years. And maybe that could be the thing that you use as your down payment. Number four, offer services for the down payment. offer your services or expertise to the seller in lieu of a down payment. Some examples include $10,000 worth of auto repair services if you're a mechanic, dental work if you're a dentist, desktop publishing or web page development if you're a designer, or artwork if you're an artist, or legal work if you're an attorney. Number 5, foreclosures. Look for foreclosure properties that require little or no money down. Some lenders and government agencies will let you buy a foreclosure with no down payment if your credit is good and they're anxious to have the home occupied, or if you have skills, carpentry, landscaping, or even painting that you can use to increase the home's value. Distressed properties assume with little or no money down to save foreclosure. Number 6, VA or other no money down loans. Look for conventional loan programs such as a VA or FHA loan that require little or nothing down. VA loans have helped countless veterans get into their homes. There are other programs available for first-time buyers or people who are distressed, such as with special events that have happened like Hurricane Katrina and so forth, that will help you get into a home with little money down. You usually will have to qualify for the loan with the bank, though. Number 7, find an investment partner for equity sharing. Now, this is a great one. If you can find somebody who will put up some or all the cash in an equity sharing partnership, you agree to make the monthly payments, and the two of you split the eventual resale profits. Number 8, wraparound financing. Wraparound financing is where you assume a seller's VA loan by doing a new contract for deed. Since this contract is flexible and does not have to follow the old loan, you can ask the seller to carry not only the loan amount, but the rest of the purchase price of the house, letting you get in with little or no money down. Number 9, rent-to-own or lease option. This is something we've talked about quite a bit on the show, and it's a real popular one for folks and a great way to get into your first property. This is really one of the best ways to get into a home of your own when you can't get a bank loan. Remember that you may still have to get a loan down the line, but at least you can start off with a lease option for 5 years, and at the end of that time, you will need to purchase or refi so that you can use the time to fix your credit or use other options to purchase the home down the road. You can always try to negotiate another 5-year lease option if you need more time. And number 10, government and community down payment programs. Now, this is an area a lot of people aren't even aware of, but did you know there are many community and nonprofit organization programs out there to help people get into homes of their own? Many of those do not require any money down. There are some organizations and programs that will pay for some or all of the down payment for you. Generally, these are for lower moderate income individuals, but these days that includes a lot of people. You also usually have to be able to qualify for an FHA loan, which is somewhat easier than a conventional bank loan. If you have been unable to get into a home because you don't have enough money for a down payment, then maybe one of these 10 ideas will help you. If you've been unable to get into a home because you don't have enough money for a down payment, then maybe one of these special programs will be for you. Here are just a couple of the organizations that have down payment assistance programs. AmeriDream Inc. And now this is a program that basically, you know, you fill in an application and you can do a lot of it online to see if you qualify. Here are a couple of organizations that have down payment assistant programs that can help you to get into that first home. Now, don't try to write these down. You can just go to our website, olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Look up this episode, and all of these links will be in there. So you can just click on them. You don't have to worry about trying to write these down right now if you're not conveniently near a paper and pen. AmeriDream, AmeriDream. And that's at AmeriDream.org. Another, the Nehemiah program. Nehemiah, N-E-H-E-M-I-A-H program.org. Find My Way Home. Affordable Housing Clearinghouse at affordable-housing.org. There are a lot of them. And you can just do a Google search on down payment assistance programs or down payment loans, and you'll find a lot of them. And check in your local area too, because these sometimes just your local county or your local city will also have these programs available to help out folks that can't get that down payment together. Okay, so I just gave you 10 reasons that should offset your "I don't have enough money" excuse. It's time to put to death another excuse that prevents you from getting started. You know, there are even investors out there that have learned to master the little or no money down approach and try to make every deal a little or no money down deal. It gets to be pretty fun, like a game, and you could just learn these techniques and start applying them as you start searching for properties. A great book you might want to consider purchasing is Investing in Real Estate with Little or No Money Down by Brandon Turner from BiggerPockets.com. This book has a ton of creative approaches to help you overcome the "I don't have enough money" excuse. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including the links that I mentioned, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dog website. That's Old Dogs, spelled D-A-W-G-S, REINetwork.com/blog, where you'll find all of our show notes, not only for this show, but for all of our shows. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.